below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless.
Welcome to episode 32 of our Planet Earth series, in which we look at our home planet. With Sydney-based company Spiral Blue and Mulgrave company ESPA Satellite Imagery have been awarded funding from the Advanced Manufacturing Growth Centre for what they call Project Rainbow Python. Now, this is an in-space imaging and processing system that aims to bring down the cost of Earth observation imaging processing, as well as increasing access to those images. The total project commitment is $2.97 million, with the funding awarded being $578,000. The Rainbow Python project aims to reduce the load on satellite data streams by processing hyperspectral images aboard the satellite. This will allow only the information that is required to be sent back to Earth. And this will avoid the costly process of transmitting large files from orbit to ground stations. And what, you may ask, is hyperspectral imaging? Well, it covers a wide range of wavelengths, allowing users and data scientists to look at the world in greater detail than just using visible light. Rainbow Python is powered by Spiral Blue's Space Edge computing technology and ESPA's hyperspectral images. They will be launched together in two hosted payload missions this year. They will be mounted on a satellite called Optimus One, provided by the Florida company Space Machines. Here's a little explanation of ESPA.
Hi, we're ESPA Satellites. Our company's vision is to reduce environmental damage caused by industries on Earth by helping them become a lot more efficient using technological advances in space. The reason why inefficiencies in different industries come into play is because year over year, they are losing efficiency. This leads to higher costs with lower returns, especially in the mining and agriculture industry. This is caused due to lack of intelligent data available to these industries. In other industries like waste management and oil and gas, lack of data and lack of monitoring is leading to higher emissions. Waste management adds around 50% of methane emissions into the atmosphere. Inefficiencies in the oil and gas industry caused by leaks of methane valves and their own emissions leads to resource wastage as well as loss of revenue for the companies themselves. Methane constitutes around 9% of our global greenhouse emissions. While being such a low percentage, it is still the most potent of all greenhouse gases, trapping half of the Earth's heat, leading to global warming. Which is why we're building a network of nanosatellites capable of hyperspectral imagery, an imaging technique that captures light in hundreds of different wavelengths, and which allows us to detect and analyze different material and atmospheric compositions. Our satellites will be able to monitor soil quality, soil moisture, quality of extracted ore, and even emissions and leaks on oil and gas plants. And with our team's technical breakthroughs in miniaturizing this imaging technology, we'll be able to launch a higher number of satellites, making daily imaging of your sites of interest possible. We plan on launching our first imager in November of 2021 on board a suborbital rocket. This is being accompanied by a UAV pilot, which we're executing in this December on a local farmland to prove our technology and to test it to its limits. To wrap up, we're ESPA Satellites. We're building nanosatellites capable of hyperspectral imagery, and we want to use this data to make industries like mining and agriculture a lot more efficient in the use of the Earth's resources. Because we believe sustainability should not come at a cost, and not becoming sustainable will cost us the world.
Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless.
Palini is an Australian singer who was born in Fiji, and she came to widespread attention in 2003 when she appeared on the Australian Idol Talent Quest. Well, last month she competed in the Eurovision Australia Decides Song Contest with a song celebrating planet Earth. And certainly a message that certain folks in Russia need to heed. Here is Paulini with We are one.
Southern FM.